You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Josh Ziegelbaum on the line, and he's a Director of Investor Relations at Legacy Group. Josh, welcome to the show.
Adam, thanks for having me on the show. It's great to be here.
All right, Josh, so excited to get into today's topic. So I definitely want to talk about Green Coffee Company, also known as GCC, Colombia's number one largest coffee producer, and you're doing some work with them and raising some capital and helping them with their initiatives. So we'll definitely talk about that. But before we do, I'd like to start the show the way that we start them all, Josh, with our Mission Matters Minute. So, Josh, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Josh, what mission matters to you?
It's a great question, Adam. I think what matters most to me is doing right by all stakeholders in my business. So whether that's our 300-plus investors who work with us, our 400-plus employees at our portfolio companies, really helping to lift up the communities in which we operate and doing right by investment. You know, we at Legacy Group believe that we can produce meaningful financial returns, but also produce a positive social and environmental impact while doing so. It's very much at the ethos of what we do as a company, what we focus on at our portfolio companies on behalf of our investors, and what I focus on personally. You know, in my entire career, even before starting in private equity, I was a banker with a group of high net worth clients, and they flocked to me because I was always honest. I provided truthful advice, and they could tell that I really cared about them, not just kind of positioning product or service at the time. So circling back, doing right by all stakeholders that are involved in the organization.
And I looked at your background and your history just in finance in general, and I'm a fan of the route you took. I mean, you've worked with multiple great companies, and I'm just curious, you know, for those that are considering a career in finance, and for our longtime listeners, I know that you know, I was a financial advisor for many, many years. But that being said, I just think it's a great profession. You meet some amazing people. What is a career in finance meant to you at this point? Like, what does that mean to you?
I think it kind of ties into my mission, right? And it's helping people, providing services in a way that are transparent and that help benefit people. I mean, when outsiders think of financial professionals, they think of greedy bankers on Wall Street and kind of things
and
that nature.
And that's why I asked you the question, by the way, Josh. So it might seem redundant, but it's not, because I want people to hear, especially like the next generation of individuals that are coming out there. Like, sometimes the branding, it's like the you know, whatever the product is, there's different niches, different ways to help people. But like, the people that are in this is not an easy role. Like, it's not an easy position, whatever side you're on, front office, back office, whatever. And it's a great life. It's a great way to help people.
Oh yeah. And there's such a larger ecosystem out there outside of Wall Street. Obviously that's what people think of when you think of finance, but there's personal finance, corporate, commercial, and all these people have needs that they need filled. So take it a step back to when I was working with more traditional financial products. Clients need places where they can comfortably park cash. They need the ability to access credit in order to help meet their goals, whether that's buying homes for their families, buying investment properties on behalf of investors, or even for themselves. Maybe it's general financial advice on how to save money and how to sort of build up towards retirement. Kind of pivoting over to what I do now in private markets, our clients are generally a bit more sophisticated later on in their careers. They're looking for diversification, ways in which they can get access to opportunities that are not available in public markets. So really opening those up for investors in a transparent manner where it's clear, it's concise, it can benefit them by providing diversification in their portfolio. There's so many things that add value to people in financial services that I don't think that outsiders necessarily think of, but, you know, it's a great industry, one that you could really make an impact on people, and that's why I love it so much.
Awesome. Tell us a little bit more about Legacy Work, a Legacy Group, and the work that you're doing there, please.
Absolutely, Adam. So we're a private equity asset manager. We focus on opportunities with high social and environmental impact in Latin America, more specifically in Colombia. Our portfolio company, Green Coffee Company, we built it from the ground up starting in 2017, and we have built the number one largest coffee producer in Colombia with over 6,600 acres, over 7 million coffee trees. We're really macroeconomically significant in the region. We've been able to do that with less than $40 million of invested capital. That's capital of our own and also our high net worth investor base. I head up investor relations. I'm based in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I manage investor onboarding, communications, asset management work on behalf of Legacy Group. The two partners, Cole Shepherd and Adam Jason, they're based out of and live in Medellin, Colombia, where they operate the portfolio companies on the ground on behalf of our investors. We often invite investors down to visit the farm, visit our facilities. It's really an experiential offering that we have, and our investors love that. But yeah, we're kind of changing the way in which coffee production is done. We're really revolutionizing that from a technological standpoint. We have world-class facilities and infrastructure there, and that's kind of unboxing Green Coffee Company specifically. I'd say we spend north of 90% of our time on this particular project. We do have another investment in a tech company called Polygonus. They do 3D art and design services you'll find for video game production, Netflix productions in Latin America. They're really growing substantially. We were a seed investor with them several years ago, and it's been incredible to watch that grow over time. This particular opportunity, we haven't opened up for outside investment. However, it's certainly just initiated our Series C funding round 3 weeks ago as of the time of this recording, where we opened up a $100 million funding round specifically for accredited investors to participate, and we issue common equity in a U.S. fund structure. However, all the assets primarily are in Colombia today, the farms, the properties, the facilities. So we've made it as easy and frictionless as possible for U.S. investors to get access to our U.S. structure. We have a goal of continuing to scale the business and position it for a successful exit with a target year of 2026. We expect to be able to do that through sale or more preferably an IPO in U.S. markets. So private equity asset manager, focus on Latin America, really opening up unique offerings that you can't access anywhere else and opening those for high net worth investors such as your listeners.
So I know one of the values that Legacy Group has is really targeting profitable investment opportunities with, you know, high social and environmental impact. Like, what do those words mean to you? Like, high social and environmental impact. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, let me tell you kind of what we're doing specifically through the Green Coffee Company on both those fronts. So from a social impact perspective, we provide formal employment in a market where people are paid informally. What I mean by informal is that traditionally people in the coffee farming business are paid cash. They are not given benefits. If they're injured, they're on their own. So what we do is we provide health insurance, pensions, paid time off, above average wages that are fair. We buy cherries, coffee cherries that is, from neighboring farmers at fair prices. And we're really doing a lot to lift up the community where we operate there. We employ a group of single mothers in our greenhouse, providing care for their children and all sorts of really cool things. And people are so appreciative of it there. You see it when you're on the ground visiting. It's really remarkable. I'm almost kind of getting chills thinking about it now because it's taking me back to my experiences over the last month when I've been there. And just seeing firsthand the impact you're making on the community is something really incredible. From an environmental perspective, we're working on a solar project on top of the building of one of our facilities and also in the neighboring pasture there. We have land to provide shade, things of that nature, preserving the waterways and reducing waste, reducing pesticides. And then finally, going full circular economy. So we 80% of the coffee cherry is waste or byproducts, so to speak. The coffee bean that we know, that's what's consumed on the inside. So we're looking at ways in which we could monetize that from a revenue perspective, but also prevent waste So using the byproduct to create an alternative product such as ethanol and then eventually branded spirits such as vodka is one of our key pillars, which we expect to deliver on with the proceeds of this Series C round. So that would reduce waste and create additional revenue streams from something which is now garbage, so to speak. So doing a lot in the social and environmental space, those are kind of the main points. We have an entire presentation on impact, which I'd be happy to share, which is separate from our traditional presentation. It's definitely something that resonates with us as a firm.
That's amazing. And so you mentioned, of course, you're raising a round right now. And what do you plan on using the funds for? Like, tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. So we have $100 million Series C round. We just opened 3 weeks ago, 25 of which is additional common equity from our investors. And the balance, the $75 million, is expected to be debt financing through Colombian lenders to deploy the money. Just north of $50 million of it would be for more farm acquisitions and more processing facilities. So continuing to replicate what we've done successfully in Salgar, do that in another region of Colombia, and really grow even beyond where we are now. So we have plans to more than double the current acreage count, close to 15,000 by year end next year. Proceeds, we expect $15 million of which to be used to build a U.S.-based roasting facility. So rather than being a wholesale B2B green coffee company, which is unroasted but processed coffee, we want to go further down the value chain and build out a roaster in the U.S. where we could take this green product and make significantly more margin per pound on behalf of our investor base in anticipation of an exit. And then finally, we expect just under, I think, about $6.5 million of the proceeds to go towards that byproduct initiative. So the distilling equipment and building out ethanol and vodka production at scale, that's the primary use, acquisitions, infrastructure, roasting, byproduct initiative, and the balance would be working capital to retire some previous debt that we have on the books.
Fantastic. So Josh, first off, it has been great having you on the show to get to know more about Legacy Group and, of course, the work that you're doing over at GCC Green Coffee Company. Wishing you much continued success. If somebody's listening to this and they want more information on how to connect on Legacy Group's offerings, whether it's GCC or otherwise, what's the best way for them to do that?
You can find us on our website at legacy-group.co, or you could send us an email at investor.relations@legacy, our Series C offering, and perhaps welcoming you as an investor with us.
Fantastic. And we'll put all that information in the show notes so that the audience can just click on the links and head right on over. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time listening to a Mission Matters episode, we're all about bringing on entrepreneurs, executives, and experts and having them share their mission, the reason behind their mission, why they do what they do, and really what we can all learn from that and how we can all grow together. If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or engaging or fun to you, hit that subscribe button because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Josh, again, thanks again for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Adam. You have a great day.